Good morning. It's about 18 minutes before the hour of, or no, excuse me, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, broadcasting from Sitka, Alaska. And time for the morning interview. And this morning we've got a full studio of folks in to talk about the, I'll probably slaughter this, but I'll give it a good try. Change Your Latitude, 57 degrees north, Open Water Challenge. And that's coming up on Sunday. And Kevin Knox is the race director. Good morning, Kevin.
Hello.
And also a couple of participants, Grant Turner, who's 5 years, you said, Grant?
5 years of the race, and I've been in every one of them.
Okay. And Patrick Williams is here also.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you're kind of a newbie.
New guy.
Yeah, two,
last
two
year
years?
Was my first year.
Oh, this will be your second year.
Second year.
So let's just talk a little bit about what this race is all about.
This race started 5 years ago by Dave Nevins and Claudia Rose, went right after Claudia swam from Kruzoff back to Sitka as a just a little ocean challenge swim to just kind of promote open ocean swimming here in Sitka, but also in other colder climates or whatever. And Dave thought, what a great way to get people in the water and have some fun. So he started up that race 5 years ago, and we picked it up a couple, 3 years ago and continued with the tradition. And we use it as a really fun event, first and foremost, mm-hmm. And then also as a little fundraiser for the Bear Enough Barracuda Swim Club.
Ah, okay. Now, open water swimming is a little different than just hopping in the pool. So let me see, maybe Grant could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's pretty fun. I mean, I was a swimmer as a little kid, in the pool all the time, and so I've had done my share of that, got out of the pool for a while, and then 20 years later got back in when this first race happened back in 2010. And my wife said, hey, they're doing this race. You should try it. I said, okay. So give it a try. Sure. Get a wetsuit and hop in the water. Decided I was going to swim a 5K. Got to the turnaround point, said, I feel really good. Let's go back. Ended up doing a 10K. And it's totally different than being in the pool. And there's so much to see and so many other critters swimming along with you.
Uh-huh.
We got the jellyfish and sea lions and harbor seals and lots of other little critters too, usually.
And so this will be your fifth year.
Yes, 5 years of it. I've done pretty much every distance that they've offered at some point. I've done the 10K twice, the 5K once, the 1K once without a wetsuit, and this year I'm going back up to the 3K level.
Okay, and without a wetsuit?
With the wetsuit this year.
Oh, okay. So how about you, Patrick? What got you interested?
Well, I've always been a swimmer. I swam from 11 on through college, and when I got up here, I started help coaching the Barracuda Swim Club, and Kevin came up one day, and he was like, you should come swim in the ocean one day. I was like, the ocean? Who swims in the ocean? It's freezing out there. So I went out there and watched them, and I was terrified for the first couple of times, but they drugged me in. I got a wetsuit, and I can't stop now. It's so addicting, so much fun. There's always critters out there. It's just a blast. We have a good group of guys and girls that go out every morning, and it doesn't get any better. It's one of the funnest things I've ever had the opportunity to do.
It's a really nice way to start your morning. It even with a wetsuit, it is a little bit, it's a little cold. That rush of cold water down your back when the zipper goes underwater it's invigorating.
And wakes you up, yeah. So do you guys, I assume you wear some sort of goggle or mask or something?
Goggles. Most people wear just regular swim goggles and at least one cap, if not two. Two caps kind of helps out a little bit more with that
losing the heat.
Yeah, and that shock factor too on your head. You get that ice cream headache.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, you think it's going to be really, really cold, but if you have a wetsuit on, you put a cap on, it's not. It's really warm. And when you get out there, you start moving, it's not bad at all.
Start burning the calories.
Yeah, it's great.
And so you have your sort of practice things this summer. You say you're swimming every morning?
There's a group of people that's been swimming every morning, yeah, since the pool closed down in July or June.
June, yeah.
So, yeah, since Since there's nowhere else to swim right now, you know, the ocean becomes the default.
Yeah, okay. So let's see, this race is on Sunday, and you have, tell us a little bit about who's, you know, how many participants and...
We have 30 people signed up so far. Registration is still open if you give me a call right away, or get a hold of me somehow anyway right away. I need to be able to make sure that everybody has a kayaker paired up with them, because for the longer distances, the 3K, the 6K, and the 10K races, you have to have a kayaker just for safety, to make sure that, you know, nobody gets into exposure issues with hypothermia or something like that. The 1K is open to anybody. We don't have the one-to-one pairing there because it's a short course. We can kind of keep an eye on everybody pretty well that way. But yeah, it's still all open.
Okay.
So yeah, we have the 1, 3, 6, and 10K distances.
Can you talk about the course a little bit? Like, have you swum this yourself, any of you, or?
We actually regularly swim this on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
And this is the same course general area for the last 3 years. We've adjusted the routes a little bit here and there to shake things up and do things a little differently and make it easier to make sure you're on the right course. There's a few, little islands out there. You swim around one and through the others, and some other guy swam around the other one, as Kevin did 1 year. He swam the right course, and two of us falling behind him swam inside the island, and you wonder how we caught up to him so fast.
So where is the course? Like, where does it begin? And
well, it starts out at the Coast Guard gazebo over on Japonski, and then it wraps around John Brown's Beach, out across the mouth of Whiting Harbor, and then all the way around Battery Island and back to the gazebo. And that makes one lap, which is roughly 3.3K. So that's, you know, one of the races. And then to increase the distance, you do more laps.
Okay. Yeah.
And the 1K would then just be from... the gazebo to John Brown and back, and we'll have buoys set out for people to be able to round for some of the course, you know, changes or whatever.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And when we were talking before we opened the mics, you said there were a lot of people coming up from other areas, not just Sitka.
We have 19 people coming in from out of town. Yeah. Some from I think there's three from Anchorage, or two from Anchorage, one from Delta Junction, couple from Juneau, and then everybody else is from the lower 48. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got a good crew of people coming up. And, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do in years past was really increase the exposure, you know, get people up here. And we found out that this is probably one of the northernmost latitude swims that you can do that are just an open water swim. There is a triathlon that happens way up in a fjord up in Sweden that's a little bit higher than us, but it's a full triathlon. This is mm-hmm. the only open water swim that you could do, and it's actually Alaska's only open water swim this year.
Really?
Yeah. Pennock Island and Chena Lake aren't organized this year, from what I understand.
Yeah, because the Ketchikan one was pretty regular.
But. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of neat. So you get some new folks in town, and mm-hmm. and
there's a few people that are actually running the cross Trail Classic and then doing the swim the next day. So we've got some
kind of like an Ironman.
Yeah, we got some hardcore athletes coming into town for some stuff. Yeah.
So when does this all begin? And if people do want to register still, they could give you a shout.
We have a pre-race dinner on Saturday where we kind of go over course logistics and safety and things like that. And we also feed everybody really well with some local seafood and other things, just kind of keeping in theme of the weekend.
Okay, and where is that?
That's over at the gazebo.
Okay.
And then we'll do some registration stuff there, but I would prefer if anybody wanted to register that they got a hold of me. And then the race is on Saturday morning. So
it's on Saturday morning.
Or sorry, Sunday morning. The race is Sunday morning.
Yeah.
The 10K start at 8, and the 3 and 6K start at 8:45, and then the 1K is at 11.
Okay.
So, and everybody's out of the water by noon. So we actually have a max time in water kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me through the Change Your Latitude website, which is www.changeyourlatitude.org.
Okay.
They can get a hold of me through our Facebook page, again, Change Your Latitude, or call me at 738-4664.
Okay, very good. So it's over by noon, starts about 8 at the gazebo, which is over on Japonsky Island for those who maybe want to come and spectate. Mm-hmm. It's across the bridge there on the other side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is there an entry fee for folks?
There is, because it is a fundraiser for the club, and it's a lot of organizing that goes into it. There's a $100 entry fee for the 3, 6, and 10Ks, and the entry fee for the 1K is $40. We get a lot of underwriting, too, from some very generous sponsors. We've got a great deal on wetsuits from Xterra Wetsuits, and they actually provide us with a couple of wetsuits for prizes. And then also the Fisherman's Quay has been really, really generous with providing us with bunkhouse space and logistics and things like
good
that.
Good community support. Always the case here in Sitka.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, it sounds really fun, and good luck to you all. And I hope you have only good encounters with all your marine life out there. We've got thanks going to Kevin Knox, the race director, Grant Turner, participating for his fifth time, and Patrick Williams, the new guy, kind of. Year two coming up. Year two. Thanks for coming in this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.